I got a letter from a constituent, Kieran, during last week, outlining his position in relation to. He was hoping to have an insulin pump installed in Sligo University Hospital before the end of January. He actually was, it was confirmed by the hospital that it would be in by the end of January. And this meant that, then that he would have been able to go and take up a job on the 1st of March in Scotland, where he would be, his diabetes would be completely under control, and he'd be able to manage it very, quite easily. But just a week before the end of January, he got a phone call from Sligo to say that the hours of the diabetes nurse had been cut by 15 hours a week, and therefore they wouldn't be able to put in his insulin pump, and indeed the six other patients in the same position as Kieran as well after that phone call.
He could theoretically have gone to Dublin, but he wasn't in a position to do so, and this means this job opportunity is now gone.
Yeah, well, he could have went to Dublin and paid privately to have the insulin pump installed, which I think nobody should be expected to have to do that in this day and age, and it's a sad reflection of the health services, you know, particularly when the proper management of diabetes care can save the health service literally hundreds of millions a year, and an insulin pump is an integral part of that. And we see it's not that there isn't any staff there, the staff are there, but the HSE have decided to cut their hours so they can't actually do the job they've been employed to do. You know, so it's just completely nonsensical. What should happen is that the HSE should be making sure that the pumps that are there are being fitted and people can get on with their lives and ultimately save the health services money in the long run.
And he himself made it clear that rather than travel elsewhere, he would much rather have it done in the hospital where he's known and where he believes he can get personalised care from people who know exactly what it is that he needs.
That's right, Donald. He's been actually attending Letterkenny University Hospital since he was 8 years old, and the staff in Letterkenny reckoned that he was a perfect candidate for an insulin pump. But unfortunately, because Letterkenny don't have the resources, they don't do the pump installation there. So they referred him to Sligo. And he got very quickly through the system, just to be told in a matter of days before his pump was to be installed that it wasn't going to happen. And it's just outrageous that the health service continues to carry on with this kind of situation. And it just can't go on.